Hey, I hope you're having a great day. I'm Beth Ann, and you're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 13. Do, 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 do. Oh, wait, you mean I don't have to do the jingle myself? Okay, cool. Cue the music.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
So today on episode 13 of What I'm Learning This Week, we're going to be talking about partnering with brands to monetize your website. So yesterday on the show in episode 12, Mary Larson of TallMomTinyBaby.com talks about how she reaches out directly to brands and products she loves to create sidebar ads for her website as well as do sponsored posts. In episode 2 of our podcast, Abby Lawson of JustAGirlAndHerBlog.com also shares some great tips for reaching out to brands directly. You can find out more about her strategies for reaching out to brands directly in her ebook. It's called Building a Framework, Everything I Learned My First Year of Blogging. You can find Abby's ebook at JustAGirlAndHerBlog.com/book. So first things first, Mary and Abby both give away the biggest secret, the biggest tip you need to know to work with brands. You want to know what it is? Ask them. I know, it's so easy, right? It's so simple. But I think that too many of us out there are too timid about this. We're not asking. We're not putting ourselves out there. And I know that it's scary, and I know that you could get a no, or you could be ignored. But really, guys, if that's the worst that's going to happen, I think you're doing just fine. And if you don't ask, you'll never know what sort of a profitable relationship you can be creating for both you and that brand that you're representing or advertising with on your blog. So in this episode, I will share some strategies you can use and some things that you should keep in mind when you're working with brands. So I hope that by the end of this episode, you'll be feeling way more confident and ready to start reaching out to brands, because there is a right and a wrong way to do it. So we'll share a little bit of that here today. So in episode 12, Mary talks about how recently she started reaching out to Etsy shops. And Mary says that she is just a diehard Harry Potter fan. So she says that she talks about Harry Potter on her blog about once a week. So she's just in love with it. So she started finding Etsy shops who were selling various Harry Potter items and products and letting them know, hey, I love what you sell. I love what you're doing. Would you be interested in advertising on my blog? And amazingly enough, all of them so far have said yes. So I will say that reaching out to Etsy shops can be a really great way to partner with brands, because many of them are smaller brands, they're little shop owners, and they might be too busy to seek out advertising opportunities on their own. But if you put it right in front of them and you make it very clear that you love their product, that your blog, your website is a great fit, they are very likely to say yes. And I know that I'll give you some tips on what Sarah and I have seen in the past when people have approached us regarding our Etsy shop, which is the Amateur Naturalist. And so I'll share what you should do and what you shouldn't do. But here's the first thing I want to talk about is Mary stated that she essentially made up her prices for her sidebar ads, which, I mean, it honestly is, it's something you'll have to test because it's very dependent on a few different strategies. But I'm going to share a formula that I found that I think is pretty interesting and then show you kind of the things that might change that formula for your website a little bit. So Yaro Starik of EntrepreneursJourney.com. And don't worry about remembering all of this. It'll all be on the show notes at brilliantbusinessmoms.com/13. So you'll be able to find links to everything we mention over there. So Yara Stark's formula for starting out with ads would be to take the number of unique visitors you get per day on your site divided by 10. So if you get 200 unique visitors a day, And that would be your guaranteed minimum, not just, oh, every once in a while you hit 200. You want to have a guaranteed minimum 200 visitors a day. Then you could charge $20 a month for an ad on your site. So an example of this would be Sarah and I advertised on a very large blog. They post multiple times a day on home decor, DIY projects, recipes, things like that. So we advertised with them and they charged us $450 for a sidebar ad, and that generated about 4,500 clicks to our Etsy shop. To us, that was worth it. We did end up with quite a lot of new customers, new revenue, and new traffic, new exposure for our website. And I do think it also improved our search engine rankings because people were clicking through to our website from another web page. But if you took Yara Starek's formula, it would be, let's say, okay, this blog has a million visitors a month on their website. So that's about 33,000 unique visitors a day divided by 10 equals $3,000 a month for an ad on their site. That would not have been worth it to Sarah and I. There is no way we would have paid $3,000 for those 4,500 clicks that we got. And I will tell you too that this website let us know that on average, their sidebar ads were only getting about 3,000 clicks a month. So we performed really well compared to the other advertisers on their site. But again, it wouldn't have been worth 3,000 a month for us. And I'll tell you why. Certain industries are more lucrative and each lead for them is worth a lot more. Now for us, I mean, as an Etsy shop, our average sale is only going to be about $50. If you're a real estate agent, your average sale could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. So again, you might be willing to pay $50 for every single lead that you get, $100, $1,000, you know, huge numbers. But for us, we're probably only willing to pay a couple of dollars per each lead that comes our way. Another great resource for trying to figure out advertising on your blog would be Ask Pat, episode 105. He specifically addresses this question. And he talks about how a company approached him for his to do a banner ad on his website. And he just kind of threw out, okay, $50. It'll be $50 for a banner ad. They were super excited about this, happily did it. The next month, he doubled the price to $100. And again, they happily did it. So it really is a matter of testing the market. You might price too high at first, and then if a brand is deciding next month, nah, we don't want to advertise with you again, you might be able to ask them, oh, okay, well, was this not worth it for you? Is there a lower price that would make more sense? And kind of get a sense of how that's going. And if they jump at the opportunity when you double the price, then up it a little more and a little more until you kind of hit that sweet spot of getting enough advertisers, but not too many knocking at your door. Pat also addresses three different tools you can use to try to figure out your initial pricing for ads on your site. He recommends going to Google's Keyword Planner, because you can see, number one, how many people are searching for a specific keyword and the cost that advertisers are paying per click. So Sarah and I, by doing that, could have figured out, okay, we primarily are advertising for terrarium kits. So we could see how much are other advertisers paying for one person to click on an ad related to terrarium kits. So then we could have figured out, is that 75 cents or so that we paid per click on the website we advertise on, is that reasonable? Did we pay too much, too little? And I have to say, I think that's actually a very good price. The other tip Pat recommends is see how much your competitors are charging. You can go to other blogs that are similar to yours, and they often will have a tab at the top that just says advertise, or maybe it's under there, find out more about us. Their media kit should include their traffic numbers, social media numbers, and then also what they're charging for certain ads on their website. So you can kind of stack yourself up against that other website and figure out, is your traffic more? Is it less? Do you have a more niche audience that just directly pairs with this brand that you're wanting to reach out to? Because that's more valuable as well. And then the third tool he recommends is Alexa.com. On Alexa.com, you can see your website's ranking as compared to competitor sites. So it's not going to give you direct traffic numbers, but you can tell based on those ranking numbers how much traffic your blog is getting as opposed to other competitors' blogs. Okay, so since we've been talking about reaching out to Etsy shop owners to create a mutually beneficial relationship on your website, Sarah and I are going to share some tips that we think are helpful from our own personal experience as Etsy shop owners. We receive quite a lot of requests for us to give someone a free item to review on their blog. And I have to say that we're usually very turned off by this. And here are the reasons why. Number one, people will reach out with this very short, generic message saying, "I love your shop. I'd love to do a review of one of your terrarium kits on my site. Let me know if you're interested." Sometimes they don't even include a link to their website, which is just ridiculous. So our first question back is, could you give us a link to your website so we can check this out and see if it'd be a good fit? So that's tip number one. I mean, of course, you don't want to ramble on and on. You don't want 10 paragraphs, but you want to include enough relevant information that that Etsy shop owner can quickly figure out if your blog is a good fit for them. So here are the things to include. Number one, include in your pitch the number of visitors you receive to your blog per month, along with your social media numbers to show us that your blog has at least a few more visitors than just you and your mom. Because I'm sorry, but even a product that's only $15, let's say, plus some shipping, I'm not going to give that away for free if only you, your mom, and your 5 best friends are reading your blog. It's just not worth it to me financially. I'm running a business. I'm not just giving things away just to be nice. And if I was giving things away just to be nice, I'm going to give them away to charity, not to some random person in their blog. Number two, include in your pitch why you love that particular product or brand and why they are such a great fit for your blog. We've gotten pitches from the most random blogs that have nothing to do with, let's say, home decor, because our terrarium kits make great home decor. They're also a really fun activity to do with kids and they're educational. So we'll get pitches from blogs that have nothing to do with fun kids activities or home decor. And we're thinking, why would a giveaway of our product on your blog do us any good? Because your audience is most likely not going to be interested in what we have to offer. They don't care about our terrarium kits. You're a fashion website or whatever the case is. So right off the bat, your numbers would have to be insanely high for us to even consider you. And even in that case, insanely high numbers, if it's not a great fit for your audience, it still probably is not going to be worth it to us. Tip number three, if you're just out to get free stuff without a plan for showing us the value we'll get in return, I promise you we'll see right through it. We are totally in favor of giveaways and sidebar ads and working with bloggers, but it has to be beneficial to us as a shop in terms of driving more traffic to our site and ultimately more customers and more sales. So if you're just giving us a 2-sentence pitch saying you like our product, that's not enough to cut it for us. Lots of people like our product. So tell us what you can offer us in return. Tip number four, this will really break it down so you can understand financially why we might be saying no to a giveaway or advertising on your website. Think about it in terms of Yarrow-Starick's formula. If you're asking for us to give you a $30 product for you to promote on your blog, a sidebar ad based on Yarrow-Starick's formula means that you had better have 300 visitors per day on your site for us to be willing to pay you $30 for a sidebar ad. And again, a giveaway doesn't even mean that every visitor will see that post for the whole month the same way they'd see a sidebar ad. So if you don't have that 300 minimum visitors per day, or let's say if you're going for just a $10 product, then you still should be showing that you've got at least 100 visitors per day. You might be able to sweeten the deal by offering both a sidebar ad that will stay on your website for the whole month in addition to a post or two regarding a giveaway. So that would make working with a smaller blog much more appealing to us. The fifth tip is keep in mind that some of these rules can be thrown out the window a bit if you have a very focused and very loyal readership who will just mesh perfectly with that Etsy product, that Etsy brand that you're looking to partner with. We've actually been reviewed on blogs for free from moms who have simply bought our products, do the terrarium kits with their kids, and they've just loved them and raved about them. And some of these smaller blogs have generated almost as many leads as a much bigger blog where we intentionally sponsored a giveaway. So don't underestimate the value of your audience if it's very focused, if it's a defined niche, and it's just the perfect match. But please don't pretend you have an audience if it really is just you, your mom, and your five cats who read your blog, because it's pretty easy to tell when you go visit a blog whether or not people are actually stopping in to read it or not. Another idea, if you're a smaller blog and you're really wanting to start reaching out to brands, is why not buy a small ticket item from that shop that you're thinking of working with? And if you love it, go ahead and do a review of that product for free on your website, and then you can come back to that shop and say, hey, listen, I love your products. My kid and I built this terrarium kit together, and she has been telling everyone about it. It's so great. So I was wondering if you'd want to partner with me for a sidebar ad, and here's my price, and here's the size of the ad that you would get. It would run for 1 month, or you can run it for 2 months and get one month free, whatever the case may be. That's another great way. I have to say that for the smaller blogs, when they've been a customer first and then they reach out and they want to create a partnership, we are much more open to that. Now, if you are a larger blog, if you do have several hundred visitors coming every day, if not thousands of visitors a day, then of course we are more than willing to consider working with you without you having to buy something from us first. But if you're a smaller blog and you're wanting to figure out how to work with brands and start that process off early, a great way to do it would be just buy a small ticket item yourself, try it out, and then come back to the brand. Okay, so now that we've talked about specifically working with an Etsy shop, the way Mary's been doing for her blog, we're going to talk about working with some bigger brands as Abby has done on her website, justagirlinherblog.com. So Abby has several tips for what you need to include in your pitch to a larger brand. And to be honest, a lot of these are very similar to what you want to do for just a small little Etsy shop, but they're a little bit different because working with larger brands is obviously, it's a bigger sell, and you really want to have your ducks in a row before you approach them. Number one, you need to mention the exposure they'll get from working with you. So this would be page views to your site every month or unique visitors. And also include your social media numbers because that can be a big, big sell. If you have thousands and thousands of Pinterest followers or a really active Facebook community, let that brand know about that. You also want to include links to other successful past projects that might be similar. For example, Abby reached out to Bear, a paint company, and she had already done a painting project in the past that had 20,000 repins on it. So of course, Abby's going to link to that really successful blog post and tell Bear about that post and how many pins it's had as well. The other thing you can do is if you've partnered with a brand in the past, go ahead and include a link to those other posts where you've partnered with a brand so that brand can see that you are skilled at writing copy, you're skilled at promoting the brand in a way that doesn't feel pushy or spammy, you're skilled at promoting it in a natural way. You also want to make sure you include all the relevant details of the project you're planning to do. You need to have a clearly defined list of what you're asking from the brand. You can't just reach out to them and say, hey, I'd like to do a painting project in my house. Would you be willing to sponsor this? I love your stuff. I mean, that's just silly. They're going to have a million questions for you in return. It needs to be, I'm planning on painting this room. I'm going to need X number of gallons of paint. I was planning on using this color, whatever other details that you can give so they can get a clear picture of what you're asking of them. And then lastly, make sure you include a detailed plan of how you're going to sell their product. So this would be how many blog posts are you going to write about your project using their brand? How many times are you going to share the project on your Facebook page or on Pinterest? And what level of traction do you think you'll get from those? just spell it all out for them so that they know they're not just getting one blog post, they're getting in front of X number of Twitter followers and X number of Facebook fans. If you have stats on whether your audience is mostly moms between the ages of 25 and 40, most of them have a college degree, etc., whatever information you can provide so they know what that audience is that you're putting them in front of, that can really sell it for them if they're thinking, yep, this is exactly the audience we're trying to reach right now. This is a perfect fit. Okay, so I know that was a lot of meat. But head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/13 to get all the show notes and detailed bullet points on everything we talked about here. And the last point I want to leave you with is just ask. Just get out there and do it. If you're a teeny tiny blog, it's okay. If there's a brand that you really connect with, that you know your teeny tiny readership is going to connect with as well, it is still worth a try. Just be organized, clearly spell out what you're going to do, clearly spell out the benefits for the brand, and you never know. You could be starting a successful partnership that will last for years to come. So now that you have all the tips and tricks you need to reach out to brands, you know what points to include, you know what you need to spell out for them, there should be nothing holding you back from reaching out to your favorite brands. You could form a partnership that lasts for years to come and is beneficial to both you and that brand. So now it's your turn to go out there and be brilliant by just asking. I hope you have a great day, and we'll catch you on the flip side.